Hello everyone. So I thought it was funny. I was in a session not too long ago and the client asked me, "So do you have to be the boss and the employee? And how does that happen? How does that work?" Okay, so a little backstory. If you don't know me, which most of y'all already know me, I own my own business. I'm a massage therapist. I have a studio, a private studio. Not very big, it is private. It's very me in the sense that I choose to theme my business after an island. I like the idea of escaping somewhere and walking into this place. You really feel like you're stepping into somebody's space, into somebody else's world. You really feel like that disconnection from the outside world to this world. So, that being said, I'm also the only employee and the owner of it. So the temptation of getting a little out of control as far as maybe decor or something along those lines. So when she asked me that, I thought it was so funny. And I thought I would hop on and kind of share that with you because the answer was yes. At times I have to kind of coach myself, maybe in a session that had already passed or something that might be coming where I'm kind of prepping myself, you know, don't talk too much, don't say too much. Or maybe after thinking, Denise, you know, we really need to talk to each other. Like, come here, I need to talk to you about this. You know, this was a horrible session or something along those lines. Sometimes I want to wear a t-shirt and kind of like laid back, which is totally acceptable. It's my place. But again, the boss in me, the owner in me is like, no, you need to look like a professional. They're coming into a professional establishment. You have a professional license. You are an example of a professional, so you should dress like one. So I think it's funny to have those two different hats at the same time. You know, that employee part that wants to slack off or that wants to do a good job and just concentrate on their work and their massage. And then you have the owner part that's vacuuming and doing sheets and making sure everything is tidy and crawling on the floor sometimes to make sure that, you know, you get everything picked up. But yeah, I just thought it was funny. And it is a very difficult thing to be able to stay in that mind frame of employee, healer, owner. You know, it's funny. Anyways, like 3 minute little conversation. Thought it was funny. Hope y'all laughed. Later. So I'm gonna jump on here really quick. One of the things that I've noticed about me, I also consider myself an intuitive healer. And we're always in a hurry to get to like a certain place in our life. And when we achieve that place and you become aware and you allow and you hear that intuition voice telling you what's up, like, you can never turn it off. And I speak from a place of awareness, not maybe about everything, but a lot of things. And over the years, I've also learned that she's there to teach me how to react, how to move through the human feelings that we have when our intuition speaks to us. And when I say that, she's always gonna, you know, look out for us, I can tell you that, or look out for me in my perspective. But sometimes the information isn't good. You know, it's not just scary, but it's a realization, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have to continue to honor the idea or that feeling and make sure that you work at work at reacting, the first thing you want to do is blame or attack or be angry. And those are those human emotions that when you become aware, you realize don't serve anybody but, you know, they don't serve anybody. They hurt us. They hurt me. And I want you to know that it's okay to feel like that and to continue the practice, of listening to your intuition. You can hear me breathing because this is my reaction to listening to my intuition. It's upsetting me, but when we face a challenge, the normal thing or the human thing that we do is we hold our breath and we teach our body to react in this way to poor news or as I'm speaking here, of to listening to the intuition that is telling me what's happening. And I'm always practicing what I preach. That's part of the reason why I jumped on. I want people to know that you're not. I don't come from a place of I know it all. I come from a place of I'm practicing. This is what I've learned. This is what I know so far. And I want to share that with you. I don't want to keep it in. I think that is part of the healing process, is the experiences that we can share with each other. You know, this is such a crazy time, and the only consistent thing that we can count on is ourselves. So why not practice with that? I like to call it a team because I like working with a team. So I consider myself a team player, so I should be able to work with every part of me. I also believe that you can always do better. Your intuition is telling you this for a reason. Your dreams are telling you things that maybe you don't want to see, but you need to be aware of and learn how to react to them. So I thank you for listening. Again, I only had a few minutes, but I leave you with the idea that your intuition is there, and once you give them a voice and once you allow them to be part of your life and to influence decisions of your life, don't be so harsh on them when they give you information that you may not want to hear. But look at it as a lesson or a direction in which you can do better, or in this case, I'm hoping to react better and to not take it personally, somebody else's actions, to not take those actions as my actions, but to be aware that they're there. And that tomorrow is a better day. Tomorrow is another day. Today is the day that we learn a lesson. And I'm okay with that. But again, thank you for listening, taking time out of your day just to listen. Share with me what you want to talk about, if you want topics. I struggle with ideas sometimes, but I do want to talk. And anyways. Thank you again for listening. We'll chat later. Love and light to all that are listening.